Welcome to Health Media Now with award-winning author and host Denise Messenger for a lifetime of health empowerment. Live by being in the pink, meaning P stands for being persistent, I stands for using your intuition, N stands for networking, and K stands for obtaining knowledge. Our guests entertain and share cutting-edge information. They share with you what may have taken years to achieve through experience in their field. Become inspired and motivated. Reach your full potential with fascinating tips and products. Receive a lifetime of benefits from authors, doctors, practitioners, healthcare providers, and learn about exciting new products. You asked for it, and we deliver. Now, here's your host, Denise Messenger.
Well, hello, listeners. Today is April 5th, 2017. I am so excited. We have with us today Dr. Asha Prasad, and she is going to talk to us about how to revitalize our health, our spirit, and how to basically be really healthy. And we're also going to explore her book called Authentic Alignment. It's how ancient wisdom and modern science can revitalize your health, your happiness, and your potential. A little background on Dr. Prasad is that she specializes in working with high achievers, corporate executives, and entrepreneurs who want to experience a deeper sense of purpose. And that could be in their careers or in their life. And for the last 18 years, she's been one of the most sought-after alternative health professionals, and she's also built a full practice that integrates ancient wisdom with modern medicine. So let's bring her onto our show now, because I'm really excited, and I know you all are too. Hello there. Thanks for joining us.
Hello. Yes, hello, Denise. I hope you can hear me now. I am very happy to be joining you and your listeners today.
Wonderful, wonderful. I always like to start my show out by asking my guest, how did you get on the path that you're on today?
It's a very good question. I would say it's been really just a lifelong learning process. You know, we all have our own journeys, and there are many things that happen in our life that kind of lead us to discover what our true purpose is. And with that true purpose, we in turn can choose to help other people and to guide other people. And I would say for me, it's been a lot of self-experience, you know, for my own life, lots of different mm-hmm. things that have led me to doing what I do today with people and helping them on their journeys in reaching their holistic potential and their authentic alignment.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your most recent book, because I read it and I believe that it's really helpful for people to reclaim their personal power. Where did you get the idea to write the book?
Well, this book particularly, this was, I really felt inspired to write this book, to share with people what is really possible for someone who is looking to be healthy and to live optimally and really reach their highest potential. Over the years of practice, I am a doctor of chiropractic, and over the years of seeing patients, I started seeing a lot of patterns, not just physical patterns, but really on all four areas where I look at the mental, emotional, and spiritual along with the physical. And I started seeing these patterns with people come up over and over and over again, and a lot of times, a lot of the physical complaints were not just physical complaints. There was a lot more going on underneath those mm-hmm. complaints, and I really wanted to share with people, just to give people kind of an insight that there's just so much more going on. There's so much more available for us in our healing potential and how to access that, where to begin, because I get a lot of people that don't know where to start. And sometimes we don't even know that something is off kilter. And mm-hmm. so I think it it was really that really inspired me to say, okay, I really want to share this with people because I'm having this conversation a lot with people, and I want to just share that with as many people as I can to help other people get on that journey to back to health.
So where does somebody start?
That's a very good question. I think, you know, the way I would answer that is it depends on where someone is. So there are many different ways. Maybe some people, for example, I'll give you an example of someone that is having pain or headaches, for example. Okay?
Okay.
There are many different causes to that. There could be stress factors. There could be something in the diet that's imbalanced. There could be actual physical subluxations, which are misalignments of the vertebra, okay? There are many different. So I think the way I would say is that if you are not feeling optimal, if you're not feeling like you're at 100%, you're dealing with a lot of aches and pains, your body's trying to tell you that something's not okay. And that could be on a physical level, that could be mental, emotional, it could be a lot of different factors. And I think the first step is really awareness, making sure that we're not really suppressing those symptoms or those signs, but actually looking at them and going, hey, you know, what is going on here? What is this trying to tell me? And seeking assistance with that too, because sometimes it's very difficult for ourselves to be able to see that. We know something's wrong, but we don't know what. But I think it's about that awareness piece, because we live in a very fast-paced society these days, and we just keep going. You know, we just keep going and going and going. And it's really about that awareness, about taking a step back and going, hey, what is this? You know, why am I not feeling 100%?
Well, because you are a doctor of chiropractic, obviously a lot of your patients come to you with back pain, back issues. So have you kind of, in your experience, have you kind of figured out what the percentage of your clients have back pain that's more tied into emotional issues versus hardcore physical ones?
Yes, you know, I would say about 70% of the people that come to me with some sort of pain, whether it's back pain or headaches or neck pain, about 70% have some other factor that is playing a significant role, you know, whether it's stress.
That's big.
It's a huge, huge amount, and I've been seeing that kind of increase. I've become more aware myself, of course, when treating people, but it is a huge amount that is occurring. Mm. So, you know, with the stress, for example, people process stress differently, and there are different kinds of stresses. And I think that that's one of the biggest factors is living kind of not in balance, and we're just kind of getting out of balance and not being in our alignment with ourselves.
So what would you do for a client that is experiencing this?
So for someone that's experiencing that, one of the biggest things that I start with is just talking to them and addressing all these areas of their life to figure out what else is going on other than the pain, because the pain itself, especially if your body's really screaming at you, you've got a lot of pain, it can be very distracting, and that can cause more stress in itself, because you can't sleep, you can't, you know, function in your daily life, you can't enjoy your relationships, you can't go to work maybe. So it's really about addressing that first on the physical level, kind of seeing, okay, how can we manage that pain and get rid of whatever the physical blocks are, but also speaking to someone and addressing the emotional or mental stress that's occurring for them. And then seeing what exactly is needed. You know, everybody's different in that way, I find, because everybody responds differently. So it's a matter of digging deeper and looking more at the cause rather than trying to just mask the symptoms and get rid of the symptoms.
It's almost like you become a psychologist
in some ways. In a way it is. But, you know, the thing about that is, Denise, is that we tend to think that we can separate the two, you know, separate what's going on in the mind, the spirit, and the emotional, and the physical, but it works so intricately together. And that's why I feel like it's so important to address that together.
Yeah. No, there's absolutely no question about that.
Right.
When we talk about asking ourselves, what's going on? You know, my back's killing me. You talk about how there's three questions that are very helpful. What are those?
The three questions about being happy. Am I happy? Am I healthy? Mm-hmm. Am I really feeling fulfilled? That's one of the ways that I would word that third question is, you know, am I feeling fulfilled? Am I content in my life? You know, these three questions are very important indicator for us to let us know whether we're living our life to the fullest or not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're not saying like just yes to all of those three, then there may be something that you can look at in your own life that says, hey, you know, that could be better. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong. It doesn't mean that anything's desperately wrong if you don't answer yes to all those questions. But it can be a really big indication to say, hey, wait a second, what really gives me joy? You know, am I
mm-hmm.
doing my work I feel joyful with? Are my relationships fulfilling me? You know, am I really happy? Am I healthy? Do I feel fit? You know, do I feel like I can function well?
Big questions. And, you know, if we're all caught up in our daily lives, you know, it really takes slowing down and kind of putting yourself in a corner to ask those things.
Well, it really does. It can come up in that way. And it also can come up when I've seen for people and even for myself personally along my journey, those things tended to come up in the middle of kind of crisis also,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of in a time where you're just kind of sitting there, whether it's you have a lot of pain or a lot of things are going on and you're just asking like, why, like what is this? Why is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
I can't function. And I, you know, and so it happens. It can happen in either scenario, actually, I find.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you talk a little bit about the signs of life? I think our listeners would love to hear a little bit about that.
The science of life. Well, the way I view the science of life and my perspective on that is that, you know, in our lives, we have our purpose, and our purpose, meaning our life purpose, you know, how does that really manifest? How do we really bring our essential self to the forefront in everything that we do? It's kind of like the way I look at that is that we are here to, everybody has a certain purpose and everybody has a certain gift or contribution that they have. And it's about how do we access that? How do we reach that highest potential? And with that, how do we express that fully in everything that we do? Not just, you know, a lot of times we think about our lives as what we do for our jobs, what we have is for our careers, and that, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, this is
mm-hmm.
where I work with a lot of people, with high achievers, for example. You know, they're really very driven, but there's something missing for them. They feel like there's something missing. And the way I look at that is that, you know, whenever you have the inner and outer success meeting one another, that's whenever you're really maximizing your holistic potential. And that's the way that you can express your full, you know, potential in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there any particular order that people work in?
That's a really good question, Denise. Because
I wasn't sure if it was or not. It just kind of popped into my mind.
It's a really good question, actually, because you know, I have seen people over the years. Mainly, I will tell you this. Mainly, what gets people's attention first is physical pain. Okay?
Okay.
So I would say majority of people start noticing physically. You know, they start maybe exercising on a daily basis. They start eating better, eating healthier, drinking more water, getting more sleep, you know, and that's all wonderful for the body. It also impacts your mental, emotional, and spiritual health. But I have mm-hmm. also seen some people start on the other end with their spirituality, kind of asking the question of why am I here?
Okay.
Do I feel connected? You know, so it's, but I would say majority of people do start with the physical because that gets our attention immediately.
Ah, interesting.
You know, yeah, it's kind of hard if you,
yeah. When you talk about others start with spirituality, are these typically people that don't follow any particular religion? Or have you found that those that follow religion are maybe happier or healthier? I don't know.
Yeah, that's an interesting question because I do find that the people that are asking, why am I here? Or if they don't feel connected, they may not have been raised with any religion or practice any religious, they don't have any religious affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
But then the people that are really religious and maybe they start questioning, especially if they've been brought up in a very strict, kind of rigid household, you know, kind
mm-hmm.
of with those
mm-hmm.
kind of, they're, seems to come a time where they start questioning those values and they start questioning those beliefs and say, what do I believe though? Maybe I believe something differently. Maybe there's something more, maybe there's something else. So I wouldn't necessarily say that they're happier. That's definitely, I would not say that they're necessarily happier because I think happiness is definitely, it's a journey to happiness. You know, I don't think that we're ever 100% happy in life,
mm-hmm.
but I will tell you that potential to feel happy and to feel content is readily available for all of us at all times. It's a choice.
And that's really where we're talking about the mind-body connection.
Exactly. Exactly.
Makes sense to
it's
me.
It's about shifting that perspective. Yes.
Uh-huh. I like the quote that you have in your book where you talk about change happens for you the moment you want something more than you fear it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By Leventhal. That's
yeah,
a pretty
I love that. That's
deep,
a great quote.
Very deep quote.
Yes, it is. You can think about that for a whole, you know, a whole lot of time.
Uh-huh. That's the one where you go in the corner. You go over the corner and you're quiet.
Exactly.
Listeners, if you're just joining in with us, we're talking with Dr. Asha Prasad, and she is the author of the book Authentic Alignment, as well as she specializes in working with high achievers to achieve life happiness, really. I mean, isn't that really what it's about, life happiness?
That's really what it's about. You know, we're here to enjoy ourselves and to enjoy our life.
Mm-hmm.
And make, you know, a lot of people look at it as make the most of it. And I say, well, you know, you can make the most of it, but, you know, really to experience it at a deeper level, you get to that real self-contentment and that happiness and that joy from within, where
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have to come from something outside of you. Even in the moments where you look around and you think, oh, my gosh, things are not going so great, even in those moments, we can still choose and shift our perspective to view it in a certain way that serves us and serves other people as well. And that makes a huge difference whenever you can get to that, because there is
right.
joy at the heart of, there's joy and love at the heart of that.
And positive thinking. It's a whole lot better
very
to be in that place than in the
yes.
negative thinking. It's kind of like
yes,
negative thinking is
very,
the dark
very
cloud,
important.
You know, the dark cloud.
Yeah,
it's amazing
very important.
What can manifest with a positive attitude.
Yes, that's true. That is very, very important.
Let's talk about your method, Prasad method.
Yeah, the Prasad method. So this methodology is the way that I work with people, with especially with my online clients. I work with individuals and groups as well. I do work in my practice as well with certain people that are interested in utilizing this. But this Prasad method is really about integrating the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects to bring someone into their authentic alignment. And it is a combination of different techniques and philosophies that definitely with my Indian background, my Indian roots, I do use a lot of the Eastern philosophies and techniques to help people bring more calmness, bring more relief, kind of, you know, de-stress the system and help them find who they truly are, help them discover that from within. And, you know, the name of the methodology, the reason why I named it, of course, my last name is Prasad, but the story behind that or the reason behind that is in the Hindu religion, when we go to the temples in India, we have an offering that we take with us. So that could be food, that could be flowers. Most of the time it's food or flowers, and we offer that to the priest, and the priest does a blessing, and then that is in turn redistributed to everybody. You may not necessarily get exactly what you gave, okay, but you get, you know, the blessing, and it's redistributed for everybody. And for me, that was very symbolic to say, yes, this makes sense to me, because for me it's like, if we are taking care of ourselves and we are really tapping into our true essential self and then in turn sharing that with others and being that in the world and pouring that love and compassion into the world, then it's redistributing to everywhere, everywhere we go. And that was the reason why I decided, I chose to name my methodology and the way I work with people the Prasad method.
It's pretty good. Very insightful, actually.
Thank you.
I mean, really, it's about maximizing our hidden potential, because a lot of times consciously we don't know what that is.
That's
it's
right.
Like, you know, our subconscious, it's hard to believe, but 95% of our brain operates in the subconsciousness.
Exactly.
And only 5%.
Exactly.
In the conscious.
I know,
so
it's pretty amazing.
It's no wonder. It's no wonder that we get crazy at times.
Absolutely. And this is one of the biggest, this is one of the biggest areas that I address in working with people, is working on how do we access what's in the subconscious to bring that in balance, to kind of recognize what these patterns are and how can we work through that. And it's not necessarily that you have to drag everything up out of your subconscious into the conscious, but it's about how you can really bring that into balance, because it is true what you said, the 95% of the time, my goodness, that's a lot. So there are a lot
really
of things
is.
That we have stored, you know, in the subconscious. It's and that drives the boat a lot of times, and we don't even realize it. So, you know, to be able to work with that and to access that in a different way with some of the techniques, it's pretty powerful, because you can clear out a lot of things that are blocking you.
So I assume that you use meditation as one form.
I do use meditation. I do different types of meditation. I do use, specifically when we're talking about the conscious and subconscious areas of the brain, I do use a technique called BEST, and that's bioenergetic synchronization technique. I don't know if you are familiar with that technique.
I'm not.
That technique is a wonderful technique that that a chiropractor, Dr. Mortar, gosh, let's see, about 45 years ago, I guess, he discovered this technique after lots of research and lots, you know, his own development. And this technique really addresses the emotional blocks that can occur when we're talking about the subconscious and the conscious and how you can bring it. So he has a special technique that he's developed, and there's been many techniques after that that have been developed and built upon that with one of my mentors, actually, Dr. Sue Mortar as well. She does work with the energy codes, and I tell you, it's very powerful, very, very powerful, very effective, because you can kind of get to the root of the problem very quickly with these techniques to help people bring more balance in their subconscious and conscious.
Is there, has she written a book?
Dr. Sue's actually in the process of writing a book. Her book will be out in 2018. I'm not too sure exactly what month, but she's in the process of writing her book right now.
So is it Dr. Sue Mortar, or what's the full name?
Yeah, her name is Dr. Sue Mortar.
Okay, good. I'm very interested. I think I'll do a little research on her.
Absolutely. She's wonderful. She's wonderful. She's one of my mentors and just a fantastic, fantastic person.
What are some simple tips that maybe our listeners could use so that they could achieve authentic alignment?
So some of the basic tips that I would give, and one of the easiest tips I would give, is if somebody is really dealing with a lot of stress, a lot of high energy, just kind of constantly on the go, I would recommend the one thing that they would do is to take a deep breath. Now, I know that that sounds really simple and really easy, and it is. It is. But one of the things that happens is that whenever we're kind of in this fight or flight mode and kind of like really on the go and always stressed out, we don't breathe the way our body needs us to breathe in order to bring relaxation, okay? And if you take a deep breath, really kind of in through your nose and out through your nose, and just kind of take a deep breath, even whenever you're sitting in the car, for example, at a stoplight, we all can do this. We all have the time. I know a lot of people will say, don't have the time to do anything, but it is a sort of, it does give a sort of meditation kind of response to the body as well in that moment, because we're bringing more oxygen in, we're stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system to bring some calmness. What happens with that is we get to de-stress. We get to rest the mind, because our mind is constantly going, you know, a million miles a second, basically. And this is definitely something that can really help. The other thing that I would say is to start to be aware of whenever you're having aches and pains or anything of that nature, instead of maybe just quickly taking a medication or trying to suppress it, just try to pay attention to it, you know, just give it a little bit of attention, a little bit of focus. Now, you know, and this does take some skill in the beginning, because if you've had a tendency to always push it away, that you have to become aware of it a little bit and kind of listen to the body. This will help you guide you to see, hey, you know, I'm getting headaches every day. That's not good. That's not normal. Maybe I should do something. You know, it's one of those things, because sometimes we take it for granted that it's just a normal thing.
Well, a lot of times we develop a new normal.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. That's true.
And I suspect some of our listeners are sitting and thinking to themselves, well, exactly how many levels are there to health? I mean, and where am I right now?
Right. Well, you know, that is true. That is very, very true. You know, in my book, Authentic Alignment, I do have a questionnaire in there that can help people kind of gauge where they are. It's a 4-part questionnaire that really helps kind of give them an indication. I know a lot of my clients and patients have enjoyed taking that questionnaire because it gives them a really good overview. Most of the time we know kind of where we stand, but it kind of helps mm-hmm. sometimes to fill something out or to read something to kind of see exactly where we are. That could be very helpful for people to fill that out and kind of see exactly where they are. And maybe it's not so bad as they think, you know. And it's mm-hmm. not, you know, one thing I do want to say is that achieving your optimal health is not, it's not about doing it from today to tomorrow. You know, it's not like a quick kind of thing, not a quick fix. It's a mm-hmm. process. It's a process. Mm-hmm. And being gentle and being patient with ourselves is really important. That's part of the process as well. And it's okay if it doesn't happen overnight because, you know, this is definitely a learning process mm-hmm. for us all. And it changes from day to day, from year
That's
to year.
That's very true. Outside factors.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
The one thing about life is it never stays the same.
Yep, but change is constant. Change is constant. And, you know, the outside factors, absolutely, but also internally.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
change all the time, you know. And, of course, if things are happening very quickly on your external world, yeah, then the inner world changes as well.
And being healthy really helps to adapt to those changes. You know, when you're at your optimum.
Absolutely. You know, you can really address anything that comes up. It's so much easier. If you're feeling like you have your vital energy, you feel good, you sleep well, you do all the things that you need to do. When something happens, you can handle so much more stress factors in your life
mm-hmm,
than you could
mm-hmm.
ever. And that's also a mindset perspective also. When that shifts and changes and sees that everything that is happening is actually serving a purpose, then your whole world changes. The whole
mm-hmm.
view of your world
mm-hmm.
experience of it changes.
What is the time frame? I know that everyone is different and everyone has different issues, but let's just say on an average, what would be the time frame? If somebody, let's say, is at kind of the middle of what you might determine their
mm-hmm.
health status, would it be a few months? Could it be a year for transitioning? What have you seen?
What I've experienced and what I've seen is that for someone to really shift things in their life and to have it kind of stick, you know, kind of become a habit, kind of become the norm for them, you know, I've seen anywhere from 3 to 6 months with some people. Some people, I've seen them really shift very quickly, very, very quickly. You know, I'm talking, you know, within a month. It just depends. But I would say the middle of the road, the average, you know, 3 to 6 months. Depends on where somebody is, of course, and how ready
mm-hmm.
they are
mm-hmm.
for change. That's another mm-hmm. thing. You know, being open and really ready to shift some things is very important.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times that has to do with how much pain they're in.
Yes,
emotional
absolutely.
Or physical. Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly. And sometimes we need to get to really high, high levels of pain before we finally say, okay, I surrender. I'm ready. Just
mm-hmm.
tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it. You know, I don't want this anymore. But, you know, the thing about that, though, Denise, is it doesn't have to get that painful in order to make a change. And that's something that we all can learn as well, that it doesn't have to get to rock bottom
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or climbing back up. Doesn't have to. If you wanted to, that's fine. That's one of the things. If we choose to, that's another
mm-hmm.
situation. That's okay. But it doesn't have to always.
Yeah. I think of all the physical pain that people experience, back pain seems to be the most disabilitating.
Yes.
And I, you know, my heart goes out to people that have had back injuries, because if it can't be fixed surgically, that means there's a certain level of pain that they have to live with. And I've actually interviewed practitioners in the past that have come up with systems for that, for managing that pain, for blocking that pain.
Right.
Tough one. Really a tough one.
Yeah, I think, you know, with that, I think getting, doing some work with the subconscious will really help with people like that, and
mm-hmm.
going through systems, you know, some meditation, some breathing, some different types of things can help those people, because it is a matter of how do they view, what is their relationship with their pain as well. I think that that's key.
Mm.
Is it, you get what I mean with that? That's like, is it, does it define me? Am I trying to push it away? Am I going to embrace it? Am I going to go into the pain? You know, because that's, when we have pain and we are pushing it away, that means we're rejecting a part of ourselves. This is the way I look at that.
Hmm.
And if we're willing to say, okay, this pain is coming through my body and it's showing me something, if I embrace it, what does that feel like? It's acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're all whole and perfect. This is the way that I view this, is we're all whole and perfect. So if that's is the way it is, then we can learn to embrace that and work with
mm-hmm.
it in a different way. Again, it's about the perspective shift as well. But I understand what you're saying as people that have so much pain, and you know, it's really, you have to dig deep at that point to get to how they can manage that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What would you recommend people do in a daily ritual?
So I feel like daily rituals are very important, because there's a certain kind of self-care involved with this. You know, I would say doing any kind of movement, stretching, yoga. I'm a huge fan of yoga. It really has, yoga is one of the best ways to kind of really bring the body and mind and spirit together. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be doing power yoga, but doing some stretches, doing some basic exercises. I think that that's really important. I think taking the time for stillness,
mm-hmm.
meditation, or even listening to a beautiful piece of music is also a form of meditation. Or going for a nice walk in nature is also a form of meditation. It doesn't mean that you have to sit, you know, on the floor and close your eyes and try to get quiet in your head. It doesn't have to even be that way. But I think that those are two things that I highly recommend to people in whatever way works for them. I highly recommend that. And it doesn't have to be for an hour either. It can be 10 minutes here, 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
there. It's not a problem. But as long as you're nurturing yourself in that way, because there is definitely self-care involved in that.
Well, it's so important now because of all the technology that we surround ourselves with.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So many distractions. So many distractions.
Absolutely.
And
we're constantly being bombarded
yeah.
with everything, information, all the time. All the time.
And at times, we're not even connecting with people in a pure way.
I totally agree with you on that. That's something that's happening more and more. We're getting connected online, but
mm-hmm.
disconnected.
Or texting.
We're texting. Where, you know, it's really quite amazing how that's happening more and
Isn't
more,
it?
And we're getting disconnected.
Transition. I mean, I remember the days when we used to talk on the telephone to each other, and now,
yeah,
almost everyone
exactly.
in my life texts, And in a, you can only get so much in a text, right? And you can
right.
also misinterpret what they're saying in text. So
yes.
It's really gotten crazy. Really crazy. And that's why, listeners, you need to purchase Authentic Alignment by Dr. Asha Prasad and kind of improve your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our interview? My gosh, we've covered so much today.
Just, I would like to say to the listeners today that, and those that will listen to the show, is that, you know, there are just, it's definitely for all of us to reach this optimal potential if we want to, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just, I would encourage people, I would invite people to really take a moment to really think about and reflect upon how they're feeling, how they're doing in their own lives, and how, by them taking better care of themselves, how that's going to impact their loved ones and coworkers and everybody around them. Because we all have the potential to shift within ourselves and have that change within ourselves have a ripple effect to everybody in our lives. And I just want to encourage people to take some time to really reflect upon where they are in their life, kind of
mm-hmm.
do a check-in with themselves and just kind of mm-hmm. see if they're not happy, fulfilled, or healthy. Then to take small steps, little steps at a time, and reach out for support, because I think that that is really important in order to enjoy their life and reach their holistic potential.
Well, you're a star and a bright light for anyone that crosses your path or asks for your assistance in this process. Would you give our listeners your website address, how they can contact you, and where they can purchase your book?
Absolutely. You can go to my website, www.theprasadmethod.com, and you can definitely contact me on there or at info@theprasadmethod.com. You can purchase the book on my website or definitely on Amazon. It's available there, and just look up Authentic Alignment, and you'll be able to find that there.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your very, very, very early morning.
Thank you so much, Denise. I really appreciate it, and I enjoyed sharing with you and your listeners today.
Oh, I just loved every minute of it. Thank you so very much coming on.
You're
take
very
care
welcome. Thank you.
Of all your people.
Okay, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, listeners, that pretty much wraps up our show for today, and what a great show it has been. Please join us again next week. We'll have another great guest for you, another wonderful learning experience. And in the meantime, be happy and be healthy. Bye-bye for now.
We celebrate our listeners worldwide and invite you to contact Denise at www.healthmedianow.com with any questions you may have, and follow her on Twitter at Health Media Now and Facebook at Health Media Now. For those interested in an advertising campaign on her show, contact Lisa at knowledgeworkspub.com. Be sure to visit gotcancernowwhat.com for information on Denise Messenger's award-winning book, Got Cancer, Now What?